Today, Pacifica is pleased to announce that we will begin carrying Al Jazeera English news broadcasts on three of our Pacifica stations, and after the first of the year, it will be on all five stations. But beginning today, KPFA will carry the very first broadcast of Al Jazeera English on Pacifica, and then tomorrow the first broadcast will be carried by New York, WBAI, and Houston, KPFT. We're really pleased to add this lineup of thought-provoking programming that we think represents information coming from a new source, an independent news media that provides global news from a slightly different perspective. And Pacifica's had a long history of providing that kind of news coverage, and we're proud to be a part of this effort, too.
You say a different perspective. What does that mean? I know that they're sponsored by a government, so it's not completely independent. Tell us a little bit more about Al Jazeera.
Well, Al Jazeera English editorially is completely independent. The reporters and the news editors have complete freedom to present the news as they see it, but obviously, as a service that comes with a background in the Middle East, they come at the news from a slightly different perspective than the news that we're hearing on most of the U.S. media, which is kind of pre-digested and pretty much all coming from the same point of view. I've done a lot of listening to Al Jazeera over the last few weeks, and what comes through to me is an independence and, to me, seemingly unbiased. Obviously, none of us are totally unbiased, but coming at it at least from a different perspective and trying to present some of the issues that we don't get in the U.S. media.
You say that the five Pacifica stations are going to have to air this newscast, but it will also be available to Pacifica affiliates like WMNF, right?
Yes, it will, and that should be happening sometime in the next few weeks. We're making sure that everything goes smoothly and all the bugs are worked out. But we're going to be making it available to the 140-plus affiliates as well as the five Pacifica stations.
In some circles, the name Al Jazeera has a negative connotation. They're known for broadcasting bin Laden's speeches, sometimes his taped speeches. How do you plan on dealing with the certain attacks that are going to happen from the right regarding airing Al Jazeera in the U.S.?
What we're going to encourage people to do is to listen to the broadcasts. We think that if you listen to the broadcast, you'll realize that they are as unbiased as news can be and that they are presenting things from a different perspective. Some people talk about, well, this is anti-Jewish or anti-something else, and yet Al Jazeera has one of the largest international bureaus located in Israel, you know, presenting things that include whatever Israeli points of view might be. And so we think that is important. But, of course, Al Jazeera English is totally developed in English and presented with a little bit more Western point of view than perhaps Al Jazeera Middle East.
Give us a little description, then, of what to expect if you tune into a Pacifica broadcast today and you hear the Al Jazeera newscast. How long is it? What types of stories will you be hearing?
You'll be hearing stories of international importance, which include things that are happening here in the United States. The broadcast is approximately 52 minutes long, and the rest of the hour will be filled with a little bit of local news from the local stations. You know, I'm just real proud of this and very happy to see this happening on Pacifica Radio. As usual, we're a leader in this. We're the first radio network in North America to be covering this, and we think it's an important move forward.